This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
News about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and if you've decided to get back to feeling really good again, you've come to the right place. This is your chance to become independently healthy as opposed to dependently sick. Ways to resurrect your good health safely and naturally. That's what we talk about on this radio show. Helping you to better health naturally. In fact, we can get started with that conversation because free help for your good health is just a phone call away. If you've got a health question about yourself or someone in your life, maybe a loved one, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, I've got health answers. And all you have to do is call into our toll-free number right now, nationwide, and I'll do my very best to help you out with a health-related issue, question, quagmire, dilemma, challenge. Here's the number. Jot it down for safekeeping and maybe pass it on to everybody you care about so that they have the opportunity to call into this program and get healthy advice at someone else's expense. Here's the number. Call now with your health-related questions or health comments. 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. That's 888-553-7262. And we've got a lot on tap today, believe me. I'm going to encourage you to stick around for the entirety of the show because there's going to be something here for each and every one of you today on the program to learn about, to know about, to add to your arsenal of ways to stay healthy and to get healthy naturally. We're going to begin this hour talking about a very troubling topic that I have covered over the years on this radio show. Each and every time, you know, over the years that these mass shootings occur, I have interviewed doctors, psychiatrists, experts in the field of mental health, trying to figure out or unravel the mystery and the evil that surrounds the issue of why on earth would anybody take another person's life, let alone take a mass quantities of life. And over the years, I have also recommended certain books, certain documents, certain literature that people read about this topic, because it's a very complicated subject matter, very complicated. Nobody has all the answers, that's for sure. When you're dealing with the brain, it's an area that we know so very little about. And the more we find out about it, the more we realize we don't know in the healthcare arena. But after a time and after certain observations, one sometimes asks questions as to, is there a cause and effect going on here that we're not pointing out or we're not seeing or that's not being discovered or investigated? Well, this last week, Fox News commentator Tucker Carlson reported that and reminded us that between the years 1991 and 2018, the total sale or the usage of drugs, pharmaceutical drugs that are very common to treat depression, has shot up a lot. And we're talking about drugs like serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, or select serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, often referred to as SSRI for short. These prescription drugs in the United States rose more than 3,000% between those years, 1991 and 2018. The prescribing of these drugs by mostly medical doctors. Mr. Carlson pointed out how over that same period of time, 1991 to 2018, that suicides and mass shootings, which are carried out by crazy people, and suicides, unfortunately, by very depressed people or people who have mental illness, did not go down. In fact, instead went up. So more drugs between that period of time to treat diseases associated with mental health problems, depression, etc. And yet we see suicides and mass shootings did not go down as a result of the treatment, actually went up. Is there a correlation? That's what he tackled in his monologue this last week. You may have heard it. He was talking about the Highland Park 4th of July shooting, where he discussed the fact that the media's refusal to discuss the crisis in the rise of usage of antidepressants and other drugs among Americans. Is there a correlation? Mostly because the media outlets, he believes, or at least stated, they don't cover it because they're beholden to big pharmaceutical companies' advertising dollars on their stations. And they certainly don't want to alienate them. So they simply avoid reporting or investigating anything that may harm their revenue stream by making the pharmaceutical companies upset because they're covering news with respect to the possibility of a relationship between the usage of these drugs, these SSRI drugs, and we will name names here, and suicide levels, suicide ideation, and mass shootings. And then, of course, in his monologue, Tucker Carlson listed many of the shooters. And and also the time of when those shootings occurred over time, because we tend to forget these things. These things are horrendous when you hear about them. But every single time that one of them occurs, we're reminded that it isn't the first time. It's sort of like we used to make light of this, or at least some people did in the news, that so-and-so has gone postal, referring to a mass shooting or more that have occurred in postal service offices with employees or past employees. But it's not just in the Postal Service. It's everywhere now. So his whole point was that if these drugs are working so well to handle and tamp down depression and mental illness and people who want to take their own life, why is it that those things have gone up, even though the drug usage has gone up, which is supposed to handle it? What is it about all of that? And how do we face it and investigate it? Well, that's the whole point of his monologue. It's not happening because the drug companies, big pharmaceutical companies, have a vested interest in making sure that very little negative message goes out about these drugs. I'm going to play his commentary that occurred on Fox News after we take this break, and then we're going to talk about some of the causes, some of the solutions, and some ideas that I have for you to consider if you know anyone who is depressed. Stay with us. You are tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. If you're just tuning into the program, welcome. Welcome back to those of you who tuned in at the top of the hour. What I am discussing in last segment and this segment is something that I viewed on Fox News this last week on the Tucker Carlson program, and where Mr. Carlson was discussing the potential connection between mass shootings and the people who perpetrate these crimes. Usually they are young teenagers, young men, and it has been demonstrated in the past that many of these young men are either taking or were recently stopped taking psychotropic drugs for depression. Now, obviously, this is a very complex subject, and there's never 100% answers, especially when you're dealing with the brain and these evil acts that people can deliver to our society, unfortunately. But Mr. Carlson, in his monologue, pointed out how even if there was a slight chance that there was a connection between this drug class and the increase in suicides and the increase in mass shootings and other evil things like that, could it be related to these? Could these young men who are so frequently perpetrating these crimes be triggered by these drugs over the edge? Now, it's obvious that there are people who take antidepressant drugs, do well on antidepressant drugs, and will report to you being less depressed and be able to function in society better on a lot of levels. So it's not every single person, obviously. But is there a correlation? I want you to listen to his words and an excerpt from his show that we gathered, and then I will talk about other issues related to this topic. Go.
So a lot of young men in America are going nuts. Are you surprised? And by the way, a shockingly large number of them have been prescribed psychotropic drugs by their doctors, SSRIs or antidepressants. And that would include quite a few mass shooters. And keep in mind, again, these drugs are meant to prevent crazy behavior. And yet, there seems to be a connection. Eric Harris, the Columbine killer, was in both Zoloft and Luvox. A year earlier, a 15-year-old called Kip Kinkle shot his parents and dozens of classmates. He was on Prozac. In 2005, a 16-year-old called Jeff Wiese killed his grandfather and 10 kids in Minnesota. He was on Prozac, too. So it was 27-year-old Stephen Kamerzak, who murdered 6 people at Northern Illinois University. In 2012, you may recall when 25-year-old James Holmes walked into a movie theater and shot 82 people. He was on Zoloft. The list goes on and on and on and on. It includes the shooter at the Washington Navy Yard in 2013. That would be 34-year-old Aaron Alexis. It also includes Dylan Roof. He's the 21-year-old who shot up the church in Charleston. Now, he was apparently a racist, and we've heard a lot about that. Fine. But we've heard next to nothing about the fact that he was taking SSRIs, he and many, many others. You're not supposed to notice, but some have. The Journal of Political Psychology once assembled a list of dozens more mass killings all committed by young people, young men, on prescription drugs. So is there a connection? Well, we don't know definitively. We do know there are a whole lot more of these drugs being taken by kids than ever before. And by the entire population, who's not taking some prescription medication at this point?
Yeah, that's great. We don't know a definitive answer, but of course his call to action is, why are we investigating this? Why are we looking at it? Well, maybe. Some people are. In fact, I've interviewed doctors, psychiatrists, people in the mental health field on this very radio show, authors of books, who believe there is a connection. But yet, you can't get anybody to act upon that, and you certainly can't get the attention of the lamestream media to report on it, most people. But it's a big problem, and it should be looked into as a possibility. And then what do you do about it? Well, how many people are taking antidepressant drugs to begin with? There are a lot of Americans that don't create problems for society, that don't go out and create these vicious, evil acts. Approximately 40 million Americans, including children, teenagers, and adults, take antidepressant drugs. also known as psychotropic drugs. And more in our society are taking these drugs. Now, he mentioned SSRI drugs. That stands for Select Serotonin Reuptake Inhibitor Drugs, a very, very popular class of antidepressant drugs that people take. And he mentioned some names. I will mention other names and those names he brought up. Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Lexapro. These are things you may recognize, and you may have family members or friends or coworkers who are taking these drugs. Amitriptyline, that's another class. Or Effexor or Remeron. The list goes on and on. Celexa. People who are depressed, and some of the side that take these drugs, some of the side effects, when you look at them, and you contemplate, well, geez, zooks, are these side effects, do they have anything to do with creating problems for that person? Besides the fact that they're already depressed or already having trouble. And there's a lot of side effects, just like there are for all drugs. The average drug has about 70 different potential adverse side effects associated with it. Not everybody's going to get these side effects, or may get some of them, or none of them. But when it comes to these SSRI drugs that are prescribed to children and teenagers and adults, a lot of them, you see side effects like feeling agitated on these drugs and shaky and anxious, feeling sick, headaches, loss of sex drive. If a drug can do that to you, knock out your hormone system, what else can it do to your brain? Indigestion, stomach aches, diarrhea, or constipation. We're talking about this class of drugs that are used for depression. Antidepressant drugs, serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs. Loss of appetite, insomnia, restlessness, dizziness. The list goes on and on and on of these potential adverse side effects. And the goal, of course, is to have people take them and have more serotonin in their brain, holding it in their brain longer so that that level stays higher so that they're not depressed. They're not anxious. Serotonin, an important substance. But sometimes you give that drug to the wrong person for the wrong reason, for the wrong amount, for the wrong amount of time, and perhaps things can go wrong. Now, I've interviewed on this radio show many doctors over the years, mental health experts. One particular one comes to mind, Dr. Peter Breggin. Dr. Peter Breggin, B-R-E-G-G-I-N. Look him up, M.D. He's a psychiatrist. He's authored many books. We've talked about those books on the show, including one entitled Toxic Psychiatry. Or another one, Medication Madness. Here's another one. Your drug may be your problem. And then the list goes on and on. He's written about Ritalin, what your doctor won't tell you about ADHD and other stimulant drugs, which are like methamphetamines going into the brain. So if you or you know somebody who has mental health issues or are taking some of these drugs, like Prozac and Lexapro and Paxil or Zoloft or Amitriptyline or Effexor, by all means, look up and see a counter explanation from a trained medical doctor, psychiatrist, who's got at least 40, 50 years of experience in the writing in this topic, Dr. Peter Breggin, M.D. We'll come back with more on this topic right after this.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
Are you waiting on a line next to
you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I thank you so very much for tuning into the program today. We've got a lot of topics to cover on the show today. Stick around. New research shows that COVID vaccines decrease immunity against COVID-19 infections. Isn't that a different take? A new study conducted by a group of researchers at Weill Cornell Medical College, published in the prestigious and peer-reviewed New England Journal of Medicine, it showed that the level of protection offered against infection with the Omicron variant of COVID-19 from natural immunity far and away outweighs the supposed protection offered by the two-dose regimen of the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines. So, again, our government, the medical profession, you know, take the shot, you won't get sick. Take the shot, you won't get anybody else sick. You'll be just fine. Now we see in the rearview mirror here new research showing that COVID vaccines reduce or decrease immunity and resistance against the COVID-19 infections. Wow, oh, wow. We've got more on that coming up. Don't miss it. Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about a daily fruit consumption. If you consume a very common fruit, which I will tell you about later, it'll help lower your cholesterol if that's what you need to do. And this, a lot of people are going to be interested in learning more about this. Evidence suggests that skin of a special Pacific Ocean fish helps prevent wrinkles. We've got that new information out of Oregon State University, and we're going to be sharing it with you on the program today. Now, we're going to get back to my discussion of the topic of, is there a relationship between the usage of antidepressant drugs in young men, teenagers and young men, and an increase in mass shootings and suicides in the United States, has was brought up this last week by a Fox News commentator, Tucker Carlson, on Fox News. We'll get back into that discussion and my thoughts on it in just a little bit, but first this. You know, we're right in the middle of allergy season right now. It's summer. We see that the flowers, the new grass, the cutting of the grass and wafting into the air, the weeds, the trees, the pollen, the dust, it's all out there, and it floats around, and the nostrils of our nose sucks it up like a vacuum cleaner, and we start to sneeze, we start to wheeze, we get the runny nose, we get the clogged up nose, things are miserable, your sinuses are going crazy, you need allergy relief. And too many people take way too many over-the-counter and prescription drugs, not realizing that there's other ways to handle these problems that are safe and effective and drug-free. Write this down. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, Clear Max Nasal Spray with Xylitol will gently clean and moisturize your sinus tissues and provide congestion relief drug-free. Why feel like you're on... you don't know if you're on foot or horseback, or you're drugged and you've got all this foggy brain and you're operating heavy machinery like cars and you're on Benadryl and other drugs. Why go there if there's something safe and natural that will do the same thing and do it quickly? Unlike other normal saline nasal sprays, Xylitol nasal spray acts as a nasal cleanser and washes away severe sinus pressure and congestion by targeting the primary causes of nasal congestion. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, Max Nasal Spray will help the tissue swelling from pollen, pollution, bacteria, and other irritants. Drugs and allergy symptoms have lots of adverse side effect potential. We've talked about them. So why go there? And whatever you do, don't get one of those expensive nasal irrigation machines that you've heard about on television or radio that involves suction. Because so many people are reporting to me that they feel like they're being waterboarded while doing it or tortured. I couldn't take it. I don't even bother to try because I know I'd gag. So go with a safe and effective nasal spray. That'll help allergies and sinus problems and clear up that congestion and moisturize your nasal cavity. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, the clear. The X in Clear stands for Xylitol, one of the ingredients, Clear Max Nasal Spray. And while you're at it, look in the marketplace for the same company, Clear, their Spry, S-P-R-Y, dental defense system, which includes toothpaste, mouthwash, mouth rinse, gum, and mints, the ones that the Martin family uses, Dr. Martin and his family uses on a daily basis. You can find all of these at finer stores everywhere, including the big stores like Target and Sprouts Farmers Markets and Vitamin Shop, Natural Grocers, CVS Pharmacy, Rite Aid. You can also go to their website to learn more or purchase it at clearxlear.com for Clear Max Nasal Spray or the Spry, S-P-R-Y, Dental Defense System. All good stuff that I use on a regular basis. All right, if you're just tuning into the program, we're talking about Fox commentator Tucker Carlson bringing up the fact that he believes that the lamestream mainstream media is avoiding talking about the potential connection between teenagers, young men, and teenagers, and the increase in mass shootings and suicide, even though there's more drugs going into these age brackets. And many of these drugs have side effects, including suicidality or suicide ideation. I talked about Dr. Peter Bragan, many of the books that he has authored about this very topic. And there's another organization called the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, wrote a book that I have in my library entitled Psychiatry, The Ultimate Betrayal. You should look that up as well. And a study was published in the PLOS Medicine Journal a while back that suggested that people between the ages of 15 and 24 were more likely to commit violent crimes when they were on low-dose antidepressants. The correlation, I get it, the argument on the other side of that equation is correlation doesn't equal causation. That's the argument that seems to prevail in the medical community. But what if it were true in many of these young men who appear to be most often involved in these mass shootings? What can we do? What are the causes of some of this stuff? What happens? What triggers it? Don't know. We're talking about the brain. It's multifactorial, right? But the causes of depression, we know that can be triggered by stress and unresolved emotional problems, imbalances in the brain, neurotransmitter imbalances, which can be measured through blood tests and balanced out, hormone imbalances, same thing, food allergies, alcoholism, nutritional deficiencies, toxic metal, toxic mold, toxic exposure to the environment. We'll talk further about some of the solutions that you might consider if you have mild to moderate depression. After this, I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals heart drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Well, say now you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words and I might teach you. Take my arms and I might reach you. But my words like silence.
to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and thank you so very much for tuning in to the program. Later in the show, we're going to talk about the fact that Canada's equivalent of the FDA claims that you will never, ever be fully vaccinated, no matter how many vaccines you take, no matter how many boosters you take. Canadian Health Minister Jean Vaisse-Duclos, who is the equivalent of the commissioner of our FDA, recently came clean about the government's plan to mass inject the population of Canada every 9 months. He said that citizens will never be fully vaccinated against COVID, no matter how many vaccines they take. And, wow, and a lot of people who took or chose to have a COVID vaccine are learning this very thing, wondering when will it end. Well, it won't. You were promised in the beginning, right out of the gate, just take the vaccine, you're going to be good to go, you'll have immunity, you won't get sick, you won't make others sick, come on down. And many experts are now believing that that was a big lie, that the drug companies knew full well that this would not last. But for them, they made bank. If you're just tuning into the program, I am reminiscing about a monologue that was delivered by a Fox News commentator by the name of Tucker Carlson this last week in his contemplation as to why the pharmaceutical companies are not being exposed by the mainstream media with the potential link that he pointed out between some people, not all people. And it seems more and more people are taking antidepressant drugs. We know right now 40 million Americans, including children, teenagers, and adults, take antidepressant drugs. The level continues to rise, and yet the level of suicides and mass shootings don't go down. They go up. Why is that? Well, it's complicated. It's multifactorial. We've covered some stuff here. I encourage you to look at the countervailing argument of Dr. Peter Bragan, psychiatrist, in his books. Just Google his name, Dr. Peter Bragan, B-R-E-G-G-I-N. And also look up this another group that's done some great work on this in this area for their work, Citizens Commission on Human Rights. They put together a book that I have called Psychiatry, The Ultimate Betrayal. I think you'll find that to be fascinating. Now, have people who have consumed or taken antidepressant drugs been helped? Yes. But is there a potential connection between giving certain individuals these drugs and these brutal, evil crimes that they commit while under the influence of these drugs? Well, many experts believe there is a connection. Well, here's some of the other things, and I said this as we went into the last segment. There's a lot of reasons behind being depressed. It means something's out of balance, and that something can be evaluated and rebalanced, whether it's a neurotransmitter imbalance, hormone imbalance, food allergies, behaviors like alcoholism, nutritional deficiencies. Maybe they were exposed to something environmentally toxic like mercury or mold or something, or just stress in life and not being able to handle it. Well, the good news, there are natural remedies and care for depression that are effective and help to address some of the root causes of the disease called depression. And if you're looking for a natural way to improve your depressive symptoms, studies suggest that you should focus on eating better, such as looking into like maybe an anti-inflammatory diet, because we know inflammatory foods can affect the brain as well, and the brain doesn't like inflammation. One similar to, let's say, like a Mediterranean-style diet to help your brain work optimally. A moderate to high level of activity like exercise has been shown over and over and over to prevent depression and reduce anxiety. Additionally, even the use of essential oils, something simple and as easy and as safe as that, like lavender and chamomile, and making other lifestyle changes to control stress, are some of the best options that are available. And then you have a whole plethora
of nutritional supplements, which I'll get to. But I want to also point out that people who are depressed, whether it be mild, moderate, or severe, should have access to and be encouraged to get talk therapy, whether it is with a counselor of some sort, social worker, a psychologist, or a psychiatrist who uses talk therapy. Less and less of this happens in our society, and more drugs are prescribed instead of talking through why it is that somebody is depressed, or why is it that they're anxious. What is going on, and how to talk through that and try to help them figure it out. But in the meantime, there are also ways like, and I've used these on many people who have visited with me as a doctor for symptoms of depression, by evaluating their body chemistry and provided for them and suggested that they take omega-3 foods and supplements. More fruits and vegetables, less caffeine, less alcohol, less junk food, less refined carbohydrates. Adaptogenic herbs like ginseng and rhodiola and ashwagandha and St. John's wort. More B-complex. Work on your relationship support. Get outdoors. Less screen time. So many ways to help depression.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's DOCTOR Bob.com.
All right, so welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Appreciate you tuning into this program today. Stick around because we have two more hours left in this radio show. And if for some reason you're going out of range in your car and you can't get the show or something happens to the signal, you can always roll over to a live streaming audio on my website at drbob.com. DOCTORBob.com. Especially if you have somebody in your life that is depressed or anxious and you think that they would benefit by listening to the last few segments that I did in this hour to help them out. The podcast of that presentation will be available on my website as of this coming Wednesday at DrBob.com. Then the podcast library. I think it's the last button from the top of the page. And there you'll see past shows and all the hours that you're looking for. Let's talk about cancer for a moment. We had Dr. Nathan Goodyear on recently on the program, an expert, a worldwide expert on non-drug cancer treatments that are safe and effective. And when you consider that the American Cancer Society admits that conventional cancer treatment may cause more cancer itself, a lot of people are questioning whether there are other treatments that are available should they come down with cancer or have a friend or a family member or a loved one. If you or a loved one are fighting cancer and are losing the battle, or you're just getting started, ask the question, are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis itself? How would you let somebody lose their hair and vomit and get sick and have their immune system go down when there may be safe and effective, chemotherapy-free, radiation-free, and surgery-free treatments that are available? Well, there does. That exists at Brio Medical. So don't worry, because Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies that help cancer of all types and of all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level and break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion of effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types and all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call them and find out more if you or somebody you know is struggling with cancer. Brio Medical. Here's their toll-free number. Jot it down. 844-411-BRIO. That's B-R-I-O. 844-411-BRIO. Or 844-411-7246. Or their website, briomedical.com. Cancer cells can be starved to death drug-free. Brio Medical will tell you how. 844-411-BRIO. All right, stick around. We've got a lot to talk about next hour. This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Looking to support healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track? For healthy blood sugar levels, turn to Sue Control D from Terry Naturally. Sue Control D features an herb that's been clinically studied in Europe for over 60 years and has shown amazing results. Sue Control D supports healthy A1C levels throughout the day, along with balanced blood sugar levels, insulin function, and carbohydrate metabolism. And remember, all Terry Naturally products offer you the results you deserve or your money back. Choose the safe, effective way to provide amazing support for healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track. Choose Sue Control D. Start taking Sue Control D today and start seeing results. Get Sue Control D and other high-quality supplements at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com or your favorite health food store. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Sue Control D supports healthy blood sugar and A1C levels already within normal range.